This is VOA. No, this via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog said today that Iran has failed to answer questions about the discovery of uranium particles at former undeclared sites in the country and called on Tehran to provide information.
For objectivity's sake, I should say that the Iranian government has reiterated its will to engage and to cooperate and to provide answers, but they haven't done that so far.
Rafael Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, has been pushing Iran for answers on three sites where inspections had revealed traces of uranium on man-made origin, suggesting they were once connected to Iran's nuclear program.
So I hope this may change. But as we speak, we haven't had any concrete progress on any of the issues.
The issue is separate from the ongoing negotiations aimed at bringing the United States back into Iran's 2015 nuclear accord with world powers. Rescue workers act feverishly attempting to find survivors in a Pakistani crash of two trains. At least 40 are dead and more than 100 injured after the collision in South Pakistan on Monday. Officials say more than 1,000 people were on board both the trains. They fear the death toll could rise. Pakistani Information Minister Fawad Chaudhry said in a statement, "It is premature to say whether the accident occurred due to a technical error, negligence, or sabotage, but all aspects were being investigated." The Taliban is urging Afghans who worked for U.S. and NATO militaries in Afghanistan over the years not to desert their war-ravaged nation for fear of retribution. Monday's pledge comes as thousands employed by the U.S. and allied countries fear insurgent retaliation. This is VOA News. Israel's far-right politician Naftali Bennett, who is set to replace Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister, called him on Sunday evening to let go after Netanyahu said the newly formed Israeli coalition was the result of the greatest election fraud in the history of democracy. Bennett called on Israel's longest-serving leader not to leave scorched earth behind and accept that people are allowed to establish a government even if you don't head it. The prime minister made his sweeping accusation at a time when Israel's domestic security chief has warned publicly about the prospect of political violence and focused his allegations on a broken campaign promise from Bennett, who had pledged not to partner with left-wing centrist and Arab parties. On Wednesday, Bennett announced with opposition leader Yair Lapid that they had formed a governing coalition with factions from across the political spectrum in the wake of an inconclusive March 23rd election, Israel's fourth in 2 years. Spain is jump-starting its summer tourism season by welcoming vaccinated visitors from most countries. It has also welcomed European visitors who can prove they are not infected with coronavirus. Spain reopened its ports to cruise ship stops on Monday. Non-vaccinated travelers from the European Union's 27 countries can enter Spain now with negative results. Tourism is a major industry that in 2019 accounted for over 12% of Spain's GDP. Mexico President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's party and allies appear poised to maintain their majority in the lower chamber of commerce. Only 41% of ballots had been counted late Sunday, but electoral authorities released quick count results in the lower chamber of the Congress. López Obrador's Morena party will have to rely on votes from its allies in the Workers' Party and Green Party, but together they were expected to capture between 265 and 292 seats in the 500-seat chamber. Pope Francis expressed pain over the discovery in Canada of the remains of 215 residential school students and urged church and political authorities to work together to shed light on the shocking development. But he didn't offer the apology sought by the Canadian Prime Minister. Francis on Sunday called on political and church authorities to shed light on what happened and to foster healing. 2 days earlier, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau voiced deep disappointment that the Vatican hadn't offered an apology. From the 19th century until the 1970s, more than 150,000 Indigenous children were forced to attend state-funded Christian schools. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.